USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA on Tuesday recommended a pause of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, citing cases of a rare blood clot disorder that six women developed within 2 weeks of receiving the shot. Nearly 7 million shots have been administered so far to Americans. Acting FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said she expects the pause only to last a matter of days. Communities across the nation marched and mourned for a third consecutive night Tuesday in memory of Dante Wright, a 20-year-old black man who was fatally shot by police after a traffic stop over the weekend. Police were arresting Dante for an armed robbery warrant when a struggle ensued. 60 people were arrested in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, Tuesday night. Subway is America's largest fast food chain by the number of locations, but the chain closed more locations than any other rival last year, and rumors of a troubled operation and an impending sale are taking shape. The chain also reduced its staff by 500 employees at the company's headquarters in Milford, Connecticut, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Dean, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The long arm of the law reaches back 25 years to make an arrest. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father, Raul, was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996.
President Biden's pro-migration policy is so unpopular that it's flipping multiple congressional swing districts towards GOP candidates, according to two 1,200-person polls funded by the Heritage Foundation. The polls also showed that 77% of independents agreed that it's unfair for illegal immigrants to get social services ahead of American citizens. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
It's another NASCAR weekend in Richmond, Virginia. Trucks on Saturday afternoon, and then the Cup Series continues Sunday. We sat down with driver Martin Truex Jr. and asked him about the changes for 2021 and what he's looking forward to as we get deeper into the season.
You know, just learning the new road courses that we haven't been to yet. You know, COTA's, we did the tire test out of COTA, and that was a you know, really unique, different track, very different road course than anything we race on. I think it's like, kind of like if you mash together Watkins Glen and Sonoma, it's kind of what it is. It's got a little bit of everything. So that, I thought was fun, and that, and I think it's going to be a good show. And, never been to Road America. You know, I enjoy watching there on, you know, the races that they have. And, you know, just learning those new courses is fun. You know, Road America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
How about the next gen race car set to debut next year?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me and you know, for our team, I think it's, you know, you got to get through this year first. I know in the background that JGR, they're working on the new car. Everybody at TRD and at Toyota, they're all working on, you know, planning and figuring out how all that stuff's going to look. And when you go inside the actual, you know, the 19 team, the 20, the 18, the 11, whatever, we're all focused on, you know, the job at that hand, which is, you know, how do we go win this championship this year? So, there's a little bit of everything going on, but we focus on, you know, what's closest to us right now.
I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.